It's Thursday, November 28, and with your news at 10 a.m., I am Leonard Vidbian. The Electoral Commission has extended polling station hours beyond 2,100 hours in response to ballot paper shortages and verification machine malfunctions. The decision last night, announced by the ECN's Chief Electoral Officer, Pietre Sharma, aimed to ensure all voters had adequate time to cast their ballots. Meanwhile, Swapo Party's Youth League has expressed strong dissatisfaction alongside the LPM with the Commission, urging a voting period extension after long queues and poor communication at polling stations. The Construction Industries Federation underscored the importance of supporting local contractors for the future of the country's economy and job creation. CIF CEO Birbal Krishna urges the new government and leading party to prioritize reforms, including the establishment of a National Construction Council to regulate and drive the sector's growth. The survival and expansion, she says, of the construction industry are crucial for broader economic development.
It is crucial to consider the long-term impact of government support for the local construction sector. Supporting Namibian contractors will create jobs and ensure the sustainable development of infrastructure projects whilst addressing the growing dominance of foreign contractors. Irrespective of who the new government will be, without meaningful reforms, including the establishment of a National Construction Council, local businesses will continue to be excluded, resulting in lost opportunities for skill development, limited revenue generation and circulation, and increased dependence on foreign expertise.
In South Africa, a drug laboratory with an estimated value of 100 million rand was uncovered in Rietfontein in Gauteng province, leading to the arrest of a 39-year-old Mexican national. Police spokesperson Amanda van Weyk says a search and seizure warrant was obtained following extensive surveillance conducted on the premises. The spokesperson says the suspect was charged with dealing in and manufacturing of drugs, as well as for the contravention of the Immigration Act.
The takedown led the team to seize various chemicals, drug manufacturing equipment, and final product, which was confirmed to be crystal meth, or commonly known tick. The team also seized cash believed to be the proceeds of crime.
In international news, heavy snow is blanketing South Korea's capital for the second consecutive day. This is Seoul's heaviest November snowfall, as reported by Chris Gilbert.
Up to 40 centimeters, or almost 16 inches of snowfall, has been seen in parts of Seoul. On Wednesday, the city saw the heaviest November snowfall since modern weather observations began in 1907. The record coincided with the first snow of the season in the city. Traffic was brought to a slowdown not only in the capital, but also in the surrounding region, as authorities blocked entry to some roads. The Korea Railroad Corporation says some subway lines are experiencing delays as workers remove snow and branches from the tracks. The Seoul Metropolitan Government says more than 11,000 personnel and nearly 20,000 pieces of equipment are being mobilized to remove snow from roads.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.